Hear ye good folk, you are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 437. Hope you're all doing great today. Spring has officially sprung, though it may not feel like it, depending on where you're listening to this show from, of course. If you're in the Northeast, like I am, then no, it doesn't feel like spring yet, but it's here, officially. And so in a minute from now, I'll share some spring tech I showed on TV this past week to help welcome in the new season. Also on today's show, any Lego fans in the house? Well, you may know the name Nathan Sawaya, who is a well-known Lego artist. He creates these massive sculptures using Lego pieces. So we're going to chat with Nathan about what's new. And finally, AliveCore. It's a company that makes electrocardiograms for the home. We'll talk about how they fare against smartwatches with an ECG feature. All of this on an all-new Tech It Out powered by Visa and Norton, both of which protect you in slightly different ways. And I'll tell you about both Visa and Norton shortly. But let's officially kick off the show with a chat about spring tech. Okay, so as I mentioned, I had a lot of fun on TV this past week talking about spring-related gadgets on various TV stations. And I still got a couple more to do next week. But I thought I would share with you these recommended products, this gear that can help you welcome in the new season. I mean, they can really be used all year round. It's just a fun kind of theme to tie these products to, with themes like outdoor fun and cleanliness, right? Spring cleaning, all that kind of stuff. So I thought I would run these by you, about 5 different suggestions, beginning with a new e-reader. Not sure if you love to read as much as I do. There's nothing, in my opinion, better than being super immersed in an awesome book, whatever the genre is that you like and whether it's fiction or nonfiction. But the new Kobo Libra Color is awesome, whether you want to read outside on a bench or in a hammock or indoors, because it's got a 7-inch color screen. It's got a glare-free touchscreen that is color, so your book covers pop. Of course, books for kids often have illustrations, so you can benefit from the color. And you can also highlight text in color. Great for textbooks for students who want to mark up their books but not ruin them. So the Kobo Libra Color comes in black and white, has a battery that lasts for weeks. And I mentioned you can read it outside, so if it rains, no problem, because it's fully waterproof. In fact, it could be submerged. So if you bring it to a pool or a beach, maybe you're going on vacation and you get sand on it, you could just wash it off under the tap or put it right under the water. You can also, of course, bring it into a bubble bath without worrying about ruining the e-reader. A couple things I really like about it is that it can play audiobooks. So if you have a pair of Bluetooth headphones or a nearby speaker, it can play audiobooks for when you want to close your eyes, like wearing earbuds on an airplane. And it works with various Kobo accessories, like the Kobo remote, which lets you flip pages under the covers so you don't have to lift your hand up. Or for those who have dexterity challenges and they have trouble tapping the screen to flip pages, the remote makes it a lot easier with its large button to just flip pages. And there's also the Kobo Stylus 2 for annotation. So you can, again, write in the margins of a book or a PDF, highlight passages, not just with your fingertip, but some people prefer a stylus. So that's all available at Kobo.com, and all the pricing is there. There's often sales that you can look out for as well. Next up, Alexa Plus is officially here. It is the next stage in the evolution of your favorite AI-powered voice assistant. Alexa is a lot more conversational. You don't have to keep saying Alexa in order to enable the device. A lot more personalized. It caters to your likes and dislikes. And with that in mind, it also remembers what you told Alexa Plus, like your food or music preferences or dietary restrictions. It's a free upgrade to Prime members, and it works on several devices that you may have already, or if you're itching for a new one. I love the new Echo Dot Max, which is an example of one of the many supported Alexa Plus devices. It's a smart speaker, comes in multiple colors. Love the purple one that I've been showing on TV. Despite its small size, it's big on sound. It does have improved audio over other Echo Dot speakers. It has an integrated sensor that can detect your presence. So, for example, you can have it trigger, like, to turn a light on when you get nearby, which is really cool. And as I mentioned, it's much smarter. So, for example, you can ask Alexa for a recipe, and the ingredients can be automatically added to a shopping list. And it will flag if you have an allergy and you are about to buy something that you've told Alexa Plus you have an allergy to, she, and they use that in air quotes, can call that out for you, which is really cool. So Alexa Plus now here, and the Echo Dot Max speaker. Amazon.com/Alexa Plus has more. Staples has a ton of tech for you to spring into the new season, both in store and online. This includes the MetaQuest 3 headset as a top pick, serving as a stellar spring upgrade for those who want to experience the next level of mixed reality. It's wild. If you haven't yet donned a MetaQuest 3 headset, gone to the virtual store, downloaded and played some content, it's amazing. So whether you're gaming, which I would argue is still the primary application for it, but you can also be working out. There's lots of different fitness apps, including virtual boxing. There's meditation and mindfulness apps. You could be hanging out with friends in a 3D space. Again, it's like the metaverse in your headset. Streaming movies on your own private movie theater with an enormous screen. You can kick back and enjoy content. And so the MetaQuest 3 transforms any room into a magical, immersive experience without wires. You can head over to your local Staples location to pick up the MetaQuest 3 or visit online. If you're just joining us now, I'm sharing a few recommended spring-related gadgets. Spring has officially sprung, and it may not feel like it. I'm not sure where you're tuning into the show from, but it's coming if it's not here already, right? So the next one I wanted to talk about was tied to spring cleaning. Why do all that cleaning yourself when you can have a robot do all the dirty work? And you can enjoy things that you like more, like reading ebooks or playing with that mixed reality headset or listening to music on that Echo Dot speaker. See how I tied it all together? And so a premium robotic vacuum and mop I wanted to recommend is called the Mova V50 Ultra Complete. Mova is the name of the company. You're going to hear that name a lot more going forward. Again, it's a premium solution with an incredible 24,000 PA of suction power. So it can really do a great job whether you've got pets or kids or just find that you've got a lot of dust in the home. It's got a triple anti-tangle system, so it will cut through hair and anything that could otherwise jam up underneath a robot vac. The Mova V50 handles that much better. And it can maneuver around various obstacles while cleaning. In fact, it can squeeze under furniture like a low couch and even climb a step a couple of centimeters tall, about 6 centimeters. So thick rugs, door thresholds, the base of baby gates, and so on. And when it navigates itself back to its base station, it empties its dustbin so you don't have to get your hands dirty, washes the mop with warm water, and even uses ultraviolet light to sanitize the device before it continues its job. Amazing. Again, that's the Mova V50 Ultra Complete. And like the other products that I'm mentioning, you can head on over to the website. Mova.tech has more. That's MOVA.TECH, or your favorite big box retailer to check out pricing. And then finally, I wanted to end off on portable power. This is great for any time of year, but especially in the spring with all the storms that many of us experience. Maybe you've got a cottage, a cabin, like a summer home that you go to, a lake home, as it's often called, depending on where you're hearing the show from. And brownouts and blackouts and other outages are a thing that you experience. So the Blue Eddy Elite 400 is a portable power station, also great for camping or RVing. So essentially, the Elite 400 is a backup generator that does not require gas. So it can deliver a ton of power with its internal battery that you charge up, which you can do so, by the way, by plugging it into the wall and then just using this power station when you need it, you know, to keep the fridge going and other appliances. Or you can use solar panels to keep it charged up or plug it into your car. But again, the idea is that even your large appliances can keep going, so you don't have to throw out food, which would cost you a lot of money. You can plug up to 9 devices in at the same time, and that includes AC outlets on the front as well as USB-C, USB-A. But that battery inside is huge. It's a 3,840 watt hour capacity battery. This device is actually pretty heavy. It's about 89 pounds. So it's got wheels and a handle, so you can pull it around, throw it in the back of your vehicle, or again, just keep it in the home for when the power goes out. You've got a backup solution, which is awesome. And it won't break the bank compared to a lot of loud, noisy, and smelly gas generators that you shouldn't be using in your home anyways for safety purposes. Not allowed in apartments and condos. It's really for outdoor use, but this Blue Eddy Elite 400 battery-based power station can be used anywhere, indoors and outdoors. So that's awesome, again, from a company called Blue Eddy. BlueEddy.com has more. That's BLUETTI.com. And there you have it, some spring-related suggestions as we are now officially into the new season. Before we continue on with the show, a shout-out and thank you to Visa, a huge partner on Tech It Out. Did you know that shoppers are 3 times more likely to enter an unfamiliar store if it displays a Visa logo? And customers are 5 times more likely to think a merchant is reputable. This is because Visa has invested billions over the years in fraud prevention, so you don't need to think twice about shopping at retail or online with your Visa card. Nor should businesses be concerned about secure payments. Visa is deploying advanced technology to ensure customer data is not vulnerable, no matter where the transactions take place. This includes tokenization, pioneered by Visa, as one part of the solution, which reduces the risk of identity theft because this technology replaces your actual cardholder info with a random alphanumeric code, so the merchant never sees your real card number, yet it ensures a fast transaction as well. To learn more about Visa's work in protecting you and your purchases, head over to visa.com/security. Next up on Tech It Out, talk about a dream job. We chat with Nathan Sawaya, a Lego artist, when we return.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at visa.com. That's simply visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Plotting and planning and game theory for the 2026 elections. All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey Shasta County, it's Patty Plum with the Shasta County Elections Department inviting you to be a poll worker this year for our up-and-coming election on June 2nd, 2026. As you know, volunteers are needed and you can be compensated for your time and effort as a poll worker. If you have any questions, please call 530-225-5166 or you can go online to elections@shastacounty.gov and we want to thank you for serving our community in this way.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw Millhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Reach out every day. Every day I get an email with some crazy request. Could you build this? Could you make this? And I get to pick and choose some dream projects, and that's pretty special.
Yeah, I'd say. And I'm going to ask you, I know you're being a bit aloof about your favorites here, but I'm going to ask you to, not aloof, but vague, let's say. I'm going to ask you about some of your favorites as part of this exhibition. So let's get to that. So it's called Art of the Brick. I know it has traveled the world. You're now in Toronto, the biggest city in Canada. What is this exhibition all about?
Well, the Art of the Brick has over 120 works of art, all created out of Lego bricks. And there's a lot to see because this exhibition has grown over the years. There are many different galleries. Some focus on art history, where I've tried to replicate works of art that are famous from art history, but again, out of Lego. Some are more whimsical galleries. Some focus on emotion, where I've tried to, you know, create original art using human forms, but again, all out of Lego. And then there's things like a dinosaur skeleton that's 20 feet long and I used over 80,000 bricks. And after that, there's even more. There's an entire gallery that's all about endangered species, where I've tried to create all these animals life-size out of Lego bricks. So there's so much for the whole family to see. It's a lot for all the senses, honestly.
Yeah, it sounds like it. How do you possibly transport these Lego pieces around the world?
Great question. Transport is, well, it's one of those logistics I just have to figure out. It really comes down to the fact that all the Lego sculptures are glued together. So when I'm building these things for the first time in my art studio, I'm actually gluing as I go, which makes it a very slow process. You have to have patience for this job. Once they're all glued, they get crated up in big wooden crates, and they travel just like any other art exhibition, I suppose, just in big wooden crates wherever they need to go.
On average, how long do these pieces take to create? And I recognize that the biggest piece of artwork may not be the longest to take. You know, there might be some more intricacies on smaller pieces of art.
Well, it depends on the piece, right? So a life-size human form can take me up to 2 to 3 weeks, and I'm going to use between 15 to 25,000 bricks. Something like the dinosaur skeleton, it took an entire summer, to be honest. It was 3 months of building every day working on that dinosaur skeleton. It got quite tedious somewhere in the ribs, in the tail section as well. Like, you start to question your life choices sometimes. But
I highly doubt you've questioned your life choices here.
Oh, you know.
All right, and I thought I had a dream job playing with video games and gadgets and writing my thoughts on them and hosting this radio show and podcast, but yeah, I got nothing on Nathan. We're going to chat with him, by the way, again in a moment, continuing where we left off. But just a quick sidebar, I wanted to thank Norton, a new-ish partner on this program. They began in October, and I'm beyond thrilled. And just as I aim to break down geek speak into street speak on this program, does a great job in demystifying cybersecurity. They understand that it can be very overwhelming and intimidating, especially when your money can be at risk. And so Norton has a ton of blog posts and videos all at their website, as well as, of course, software that you can download that keeps a watchful eye on your devices and your data. And if you want a discount, by the way, you can use the Tech It Out code to get a huge discount. So let let me give you that website. If you're not driving, jot this down. It's norton.com/techitout. So norton.com/techitout, the name of this show. That's norton.com/techitout. More with Nathan Sawaya about his Lego sculptures when we return on Tech It Out. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. We are chatting with Nathan Sawaya. He is the creator, curator with the Art of the Brick. This is a traveling exhibition around the world, now in Toronto. I love seeing online, and I'm looking forward to coming in person, Michelangelo's David. I don't think this is a new piece in particular, but tell us about this one.
Well, yeah, that's from the Art History Gallery. David is, I've done it actually half size from the original. Took many angles of Michelangelo's original David and tried to recreate it out of Lego bricks. Because I think when you are able to create art history replicas, it's a great way to open the door for younger kids into art and the art world and art history, because it's made out of a medium they're familiar with. Like, mm-hmm. How do you talk to a 5-year-old about the Mona Lisa? But maybe that conversation could happen if the Mona Lisa is made out of Lego, something they really know and love. Maybe that conversation can happen and really introduce them to art in general.
Or the art of Lego, too, which is also, I think, maybe an end goal, too. With that in mind, you know, with an exhibition like this, is it interactive at all? Like, can kids who maybe are inspired by your work get their hands dirty right then and there with Lego pieces? Or is it something you just observe and you don't interact with?
No, absolutely. There's an interactive element because I understand this tactile medium like Lego is very tempting. You want to touch it. You want to reach out and touch the sculptures. And although we discourage you from touching the art, we of course have stations where you can get your hands on some Lego bricks and do some building yourself. Because I think that's important. I think as an artist, my role is to inspire and inspire more creativity. So I want people to be able to grab a few bricks and do their own creating.
Anecdotally, my wife Kelly and I were looking after a couple of our friends' young kids after school yesterday. The parents were both busy for different reasons, and I was playing with a 4-year-old with his box of Lego. And I kind of long for those days where you're not just buying a set to complete, like, you know, a Star Wars Millennium Falcon or whatever. I love the imagination component where you've got a box of 500 random Lego pieces, and you just create whatever you like. And we ended up creating this super long car with all kinds of like steps and stairs. So the only limitation is your imagination at that point.
Well, you know, I love it all. I love it all. I think I love building the sets from time to time because it lets my brain relax. I can go build a set and follow someone's instructions and not have to think creatively the same way I would, say, in the art studio. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, you mentioned the Millennium Falcon set. The great thing about it is you can tear it apart and build it into a car, you know, if you want to. I think that's why this toy has lasted so long. Is because there are no limits. Like, growing up, I love this toy because if I wanted to pretend to be an astronaut, I'll just build myself a rocket ship. If I want to pretend to be a rock star, I'll build myself a guitar. There were no limits. And now, to use it as an art medium, again, dream come true.
I love it. Before I let you go, this is a tech show, Nathan. Do you use technology at all in your work, or is it very much old school?
No, I mean, I play around with it more and more. There are such great opportunities out there to use tech in art. I found that Lego has produced some interesting software themselves, like called Studio on their website, Bricklink. Mm-hmm. They have Studio, which allows you to build virtually, which I think is a great tool for, say, someone who doesn't have 10 million bricks in their art studio. They can actually virtually build with as many bricks as they want. And that's amazing. I'm also encouraged to see how you can create something online before you produce it. So maybe use that as a way to show a client, if you're doing a commission, like, this is kind of how it's going to look before you actually put those bricks down.
Yeah.
So there are opportunities out there like that.
And you probably know that Lego Smart was unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas.
Yes,
in January.
Do.
That's coming out this month, I believe. So it's Lego pieces, but they have some chips and lights and speakers in them.
Yes, excited to play with it. You know, I don't know how it's going to work in the art world, but I'm excited to see if there are applications for artistic use. But I think for younger kids, it's also going to be a great product because it does have bells and whistles and lights and sounds. You just never know where it's going to go as a toy or an art medium, but I'm excited to see where it does go.
And no doubt parents will applaud the screen-free entertainment.
Always a great option.
And then finally, Nathan, how long is this exhibition going on for in Toronto, and how can we learn more about the Art of the Brick?
Well, you can always go to the artofthebrickexpo.com for specific information about the Toronto exhibition. You can go to brickartist.com for information about me and where all my exhibitions are.
And how long is it going on for?
The exhibition will be in Toronto for a limited time.
Okay, so there's no end date at this point. So that's theartofthebrickexpo.com for more. Again, theartofthebrickexpo.com. Congrats on your successes, your continued successes, Nathan, and I hope this exhibition does really well for you. What's next after Toronto? Are you staying in North America?
Oh, no, I have another exhibition opening in Copenhagen in a few weeks. So
wow.
I'll get a few days off and then off to Copenhagen.
Isn't that the birthplace of Lego?
Well, you could say I'm a little nervous about it. Yes, it is the birthplace of Lego. It'll be my first time displaying my works in Denmark, so.
I'm sure they're going to be just as intimidated by you as you may be by Lego's birthplace. All the best, Nathan. Have a great exhibit. I'll look forward to seeing you in Toronto. All the best.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mark.
Now, that's a career, leaving your job as an attorney to become a Lego artist. When we return on Tech It Out in a minute from now, we're going to shift gears and talk about ECGs or EKGs, as they're sometimes called, electrocardiograms for the home that are allegedly very accurate with more sensors and technology than what's inside your smartwatch, if you do have a smartwatch with an ECG feature. So we're going to talk with a company called AliveCor about their product lineup. They do have a bunch of different ones of FDA-approved ECGs for the home. We'll talk about how they work, who they're for, and again, how they compare to what you may already have. If you want to reach out on social media to say hi, you'll find me on all the major platforms out there like X and Threads and Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, Blue Sky, and a few others. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. So it's Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z, and I look forward to saying hi online. And let me know if you've got any tech questions for me. For example, I've been getting a lot of questions about the new MacBook Neo that I reviewed for Yahoo. This is that $599 colorful laptop from Apple. So if you've got tech questions like that, you can hit me up on social media. All right, when we return on the program, we're going to chat with AliveCor about home-based ECGs. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Check It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
When we talk about Gen Z, didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
welcome back to Tech It Out. Well, today we have over-the-counter blood pressure monitors with an inflatable cuff that we can use in our homes and smartwatches that look at our blood oxygen levels. But today we're going to now learn about personal EKG devices, electrocardiogram machines that can identify irregularities like AFib, atrial fibrillation, bradycardia, and other critical events that may be happening that you may not know about inside your body. On how these EKG devices work, who they're for, and how they compare to what may be in your smartwatch, on the line we've got Dr. David E. Albert, founder and chief medical officer of AliveCore. This is the parent company to the product lineup we're going to chat about today called Cardia. Welcome to the show, Dr. David. Thanks for your time.
Mark, thank you for the invitation. I look forward to it. Thank you.
Likewise. Before we discuss the solution, the Cardia brand, let's identify the problem. How prevalent is cardiovascular disease today?
Despite great advances over the last few decades, it's still the number one killer globally. So you're more likely to die, much more likely to die of a cardiovascular problem, a heart attack, something like that, than cancer. Hmm. And so it remains a major issue for tens of millions of people in the United States and billions around the world.
Is this lifestyle related or genetic, both nature and nurture?
It's nature and nurture. You're exactly right. You know, we all have our innate DNA risk, but then on top of that, unhealthy living, whether it's cigarette smoking or obesity, even alcohol, can contribute to your risk and raise it significantly.
Okay. Thanks for that. So EKGs, or sometimes referred to as ECGs, they're not usually something we would have at home. Correct me if I'm wrong, unless it's in your smartwatch. It's something that you would have in a medical office or a clinic or a hospital. Tell us about your solution.
Basically, 15 years ago, with the increasing popularity at the time of smartphones, I saw an opportunity to enable, democratize the electrocardiogram and give it to people who could use it anytime, anywhere, because a heart abnormality can happen at any time. It doesn't just happen when you're in the doctor's office. And so being able to give people the ability to do their own recording anywhere, anytime, I saw as a great opportunity to improve patients' own responsibility and care. And so we invented Cardia Mobile, and today we have millions of users and other people, other companies later, large companies, you know, embedded this kind of technology into smartwatches, but we remain really the scientific leaders with 250 publications, and we see it as really important to democratize people and help them take more responsibility for their health.
Mm. So I'd love to, you know, just being a tech guy, and shameless plug alert, but I wrote the book Apple Watch for Dummies. I'm curious to know how your Cardia line of products, Cardia Mobile, from AliveCore, would be better than an Apple Watch. Just use them as an example. I know there's other smartwatches too.
I don't usually, in fact, I don't talk about my competitors, okay, be they giants or whatever, but what I'll tell you is we have an entire product line, and this goes from something the size of a credit card, literally a credit card sized, a Cardia Mobile card, to our latest device, which is Cardia 12L, which is a 12-lead ECG like you get in a hospital, except this would be able to be used anywhere, including the home. Okay. We have a Cardia Mobile 6L, which is a 6-lead, which is half of that 12-lead, which you can buy over-the-counter, Amazon, and gives you half of the information that you'd get from a hospital EKG, yet you can do it yourself, you can buy it yourself, and have really an extraordinary amount of information, much more than comes from any smartwatch, available to you and available to your caregivers, to your physician.
I would assume, with this kind of research behind it, this sort of family of devices, that they may be more accurate, they may show more information, or fewer false positives, things like that.
You're exactly right. You're 100% correct. We can diagnose more things. We can be more accurate in the diagnosis we make because we have more information and information that is well understood. The six leads that we provide are the six of the standard 12 leads. And so physicians can readily use that information to give you a better diagnosis.
Are leads the sensors that go on your skin?
Actually, the sensors that go in your skin we call the electrodes, and any two electrodes generate a lead.
Okay.
It's one minus the other, so it's my left hand minus my right hand, my left leg minus my right hand, my left leg minus my left hand, and those leads give us different views. It's as if, you know, when you have a single lead, which we make, which other people have in their smartphones, you get one perspective. So you might think the front of a car is 10 feet wide. You go to the side and you see, well, it's 30 feet long. Okay, so it gives you much more information on the activity of your heart.
Got it. Another analogy, if I may, is that if you're trying to look inside a house, i.e. your body, and you've got one window, that'll give you one perspective. But there's nothing better than having four, five, six windows, right?
You're absolutely right.
You can use that if you want, Dr. Day.
Well, shamelessly steal that analogy. Thank you, Mark.
You've got my permission. As a 55-year-old male, I know that I've had these done in a doctor's office before or in a clinic. You know, it's got those little tiny thin needles that will scribble the line. It's part of my lack of medical knowledge, but it obviously generates a paper chart and it shows all that. So this is all done digitally, though, when it's at home? No printout of anything.
Those devices are digital, too, but when you want to print it out, you know, you on paper, they take those pens, essentially, or laser printers, etc. The data from our device is fully digital, can be transmitted via your smartphone to your physician literally anywhere in the world. So it is truly digital, portable data with a lot of AI behind it.
We're going to learn more about the role of AI in these ECGs when we return with Dr. David Albert on Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine it with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and state the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Tell you your gender, tell you whether or not you have a pumping problem with your heart. And these are not things that normally even a cardiologist could extract from that waveform. So it's giving us new insights and new capabilities, and we're adapting that to our home-based ECGs.
And who would you say these are for then, Dr. Dave? I mean, people who don't have an existing condition or pre-existing condition wouldn't likely need or want something like this.
I mean, I don't want to create a cyberchondriacs, okay? That's the...
I like that. You can steal my phrase.
You can steal my analogy
with the house with the windows, and I'll steal that, cyberchondriacs.
Okay. We don't want to do that. So many of our customers buy off Amazon or our website or even in a retail place like CVS are cardiac patients. We have many, many cardiologists around the world who tell their patients to go buy Cardia because it's inexpensive, it's simple, it's validated, they trust it. However, there are people who are just concerned about their health who can benefit from it. I mean, when you're one of those major smart watch players and you put it into your, you know, you're not selecting who gets that feature in their smartwatch, whether it's an Apple Watch, Samsung, Google, they all have that technology built into them. You know, it's there. Whether it gets utilized is another question. We are focused, you know, we like to think that our patients and our customers, you know, as I like to say, not every consumer is a patient, but every patient is a consumer. And so we treat them, we want to be able to give those people who really need it the insights that can help them take better care of themselves. I think if you're cardiac concerned, if you have a family history, and you're getting to be above the age of, say, 40, it's a rational buy for you because it gives you a little bit, and I've heard this thousands of times, peace of mind as you normal sinus rhythm. Oh, good.
But you're encouraging people, I'm sure, not to self-diagnose.
That's right.
They do the readings, but are you encouraged then to share it with a physician, or can you do some rudimentary analyses?
No, we do. We have different levels of analysis that you can purchase, more sophistication for a little bit more money. Mm-hmm. However, we give you a digital, highly accurate analysis, been proven in multiple clinical studies. And in our app, you can email a PDF of yours to your own physician, or we have board certified cardiologists in every state that you can email it to, and they'll give you their more in-depth analysis and come back to the app. So we give you many ways, both on the spot AI analysis, but then also ability to get, you know, an expert consult.
Is this a FDA approved line?
Absolutely. Since 2012, we've been FDA approved, and we have many FDA clearances, is what you call it.
Yeah.
It's FDA clearances, and we have many of so-called 510Ks. Yes, sir.
And as we wrap up, how much do the EKG devices start at? I guess the credit card one may be the least expensive, and then it goes up from there?
Well, our CardioMobile, which was our original product now, is $79, and sometimes it even goes on sale. So it's the least expensive, and we go up to somewhat over $100. So all of it is what I would call reasonable. It's also for those people in the United States that have an FSA or HSA account. You can use those dollars to buy one of our devices.
And what's the best place to learn more, Dr. Dave?
Well, AliveCore.com or Cardia.com. Either one will give you insights into our product line and capabilities, and we invite everybody to come take a look.
All right. AliveCore, by the way, is spelled AliveCor. So AliveCore.com. Dr. David Albert, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mark, for the invitation.
Wow, a very diverse lineup of guests. We chatted about spring-related gadgets like battery-based backup generators in the event of a power outage and robotic vacuum and mops for spring cleaning that you don't have to do. Then we talked with Nathan Sawaya, the Lego artist who gets to travel the world and show off his giant sculptures made of Lego, hashtag dream job. And then we talked with AliveCore about its ECGs for the home. Hope you enjoyed listening to the show as much as I did producing and hosting it. A big thank you once again to Visa and Norton for your support, as well as SanDisk. Don't forget to back up your important files on a regular basis with inexpensive SanDisk drives that don't require a cloud subscription. You can find deals at SanDisk.com and check out their store there. All the best, everyone. Have a great first week of spring, and I look forward to catching up with you next time for another new episode of Tech It Out.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.